Francisco Mignone was the son of Italian immigrants to São Paulo, and he himself traveled to Italy to study composition with Vincenzo Ferroni. He spent many years in Italy, and then he started writing music when he came back to Brazil in a very typical Italian operatic style, which was also the music he heard at home. So the early pieces for quartet, you can definitely notice the influence, especially of Puccini, but also Verdi and Donizetti. This is very romantic, very lush music. Then at some point in Brazil, he met the artist, the intellectual Mario De Andrade, who was a promoter of modernism and of putting Brazilian folklore into Brazilian art. Mignone became interested. He started exploring Brazilian music, like his fellow composer Villa-Lobos did. And little by little, Mignone's style changed radically, and he became much more influenced by Brazilian folklore. And you will hear that very clearly, especially in his two string quartets, as opposed to the shorter pieces that you have been hearing, which are more Italian in style. One more thing about Mignone is, I think the reason he's not well known is because precisely of Heitor Villa-Lobos, who is such a giant, and he cast such an enormous shadow over all other Brazilian composers of the 20th century. So Mignone had a hard time having his music played, premiered, and known. But nowadays, to me at least, they are both giant composers of Brazilian classical music.
is just after 8 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're tuned in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Just joining us now, you're tuned in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And WRCT is supported in part by Attic Records, which is located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can visit their website at atticrecordstoreinc.com or call their phone at 412-821-8484. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT Pittsburgh, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We were in Millvale pretty recently last weekend for the Millvale Music Festival. Lots of people out. Great to see so many people crossing the river. And speaking of calling in into phone lines, if you're curious to reach the WRCT studio, you can dial 412-268-9728. For those of you with an alphanumeric number pad, that's 412-CMU-WRCT. And if a DJ is in the studio and otherwise not preoccupied with changing the vinyls, hopefully they'll pick up, say hi, and answer your questions about what they're spinning. was Nikki Hokey by Matter Rose. I played that a few seasons ago and went to find it online later so I could buy my own copy, but I couldn't find it. It's one of those that happens a lot with the records from this record library. Sometimes I find something and I've never heard of it before, and then, you know, I think it's completely rare and it's just some rare band from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And then the Mockster comes in putting his show on, and he's like, oh, was that? And I was like, oh, I didn't know this was like a known band. I mean, credit where credit's due. He does have a lot of deep cuts in his encyclopedia brain of music.
But this happens more often than you'd think. Yeah.
But there's a lot of times where I find something and I you know, it looks like it might be a known band. They've got well-designed cover. They've got like a colored vinyl. And both of the things I have on the turntables now are colored vinyls, so, you know, the band maybe spent a little more to customize, to promo, well-designed stuff. And then it's like, I can't find anything about it. You know, sometimes it doesn't even show up on Discogs.
Not even Discogs.
But then, so I think, like, well, no way that this is in the same category as, like, oh, well, I read a review about 10 minutes ago, like, boys from Beaver County try to make metal music after like buying some records, and it sounds like all of the other boys from Beaver County trying to make metal music. So anyways, that was Nikki Hokey by Matter Rose. Anna, you're here to remind people about some safety.
Yeah, listen up, because just because your campfire looks out doesn't mean it's out. So before leaving it, follow these simple steps. And our friends are going camping this weekend, so if you're out there, this is for you.
Whoa.
Drown your embers with water or dirt. Stir them, drown them again, then check with the back of your hand if they feel cold. By following these steps, you can prevent wildfires. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT. I think we got some friends going to Ohio Pile this weekend, so stay warm and dry, and probably not a huge risk of wildfire with the weather that we're looking at, but be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Yeah. Chills in the studio right now.
Someone was telling me recently that they knew someone who started a fire in the woods with a firework. And so you think it's always the kind of thing that happens to someone else, and in this case it is, but in this case I was looking at the person telling me the story, so it's 1 degree closer.
Yeah,
that happens to people that you know that they know.
Then that's pretty, that's a lot of people, and that's pretty close.
All right, up next we've got back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. Another deep cut that I have not been able to find much information about online. It's from the Masters of the Hemisphere. The song's Bat from their compilation, Going on a Trek to Iceland. I found more from this band, but not Going on a Trek to Iceland specifically.
which you were aware.
That was another one from the Masters of the Hemisphere, On the Streets, the Key, the B-side of that, on a trek to going on a trek to Iceland. Couple singles. What do they classify that as? A single? Let's call it that. Anyways, so it's the summertime, in case you weren't paying attention. Almost. But it's the summer 2025 schedule for WRCT. New shows, new times for some of your favorite shows. You can view the whole schedule on our website, wrct.org/schedule. Our WRCT students and community volunteers are always providing you with the intelligent, energetic, diverse programming you've come to associate with the station. Some of your favorite shows may have moved to new time slots, and lots of other new shows on the schedule, such as Spit Fountain. Ew. Gross. A spit fountain. Why would anyone go swimming in there?
Swimming?
Maybe it's just because the city pool isn't open yet. Splash around with Spit Fountain on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of do-it-yourself punk from our local scene and beyond. Oh, local
I like
music.
That. Nice. I like Spit Fountain. It gets people talking. I like it.
Yes.
Good promo.
And we have also got 777. Feeling lucky.
Ooh.
With a library equipped for moments of relaxation to all-out revelry, Lex CD's 777 might be your radio jackpot. Find out Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on WRCT.
Very nice.
Nice. Last spring, I was at a picnic cookout event. Levon, guest on this show, guested on this show a few times. It was grilling hamburgers, wearing a burger hat.
Fabulous.
And Lex CD was one of the DJs at that event up in Riverview Park on the north side.
Look at that.
Yeah. Lex CD has also played at Hot Mass.
Ugh.
So you've got another Hot Mass DJ on the airwaves, given it looks like Cashew?
Are you there?
Big Cashew. Oh, no. No longer on the WRCT schedule. Well, okay, that's all right because we've got... Well, it's not completely all right.
Sorry, Cashew.
Sorry, Big Cashew. We're really sad to see you. I do like tuning into your show, but we've got Lex CD, another Hot Mass representative on WRCT.
Pretty impressive stuff.
I'm afraid.
Woo. That was Scratching Elsewhere by Metal Flake Mother.
Nice. Most party fouls, let's face it, are pretty dumb. Sometimes they land you an unfortunate nickname, a nasty bruise, or make you the star of a few embarrassing social media posts. But the damage usually ends there. Underage drinking and driving, or drinking and driving at any age, is a party foul with real consequences. Get busted and you could pay the fines, do community service, and lose your license.
Or kill someone.
Or way worse. Yeah, also way worse. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Don't do anything stupid this weekend. Do something minorly stupid, but not as stupid as this.
Yeah, we were at Jack Worth last night with a bunch of people, and I was glad to see one of our friends who had a few.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, who can drive? Who can drive my car to Mardi Gras and Shadyside? Yeah.
And luckily, DJ Addy took the wheel and we were good to go.
Yeah, because I've been known to babysit one drink for 3 hours.
Yeah, it was a rainy night and Addy was out there in the outside part babysitting a drink for 3 hours. So good luck.
Yeah. What else we got in local news to talk about for this May here in Pittsburgh? First up, we got downtown new bus lanes. If you see a bunch of red roads downtown, that means it's bus only.
Bus city.
Yes. So a lot of roads, they're looking like it's one way, and that's for the better.
Don't drink and drive. Take the bus. Take a lovely city bus that is now even more efficient than before.
True. We really needed those. You know, sometimes that 61, 71 bus gets stuck for like 20 minutes and it all goes downtown. Nobody is taking the 61 from one part of downtown to another part of downtown.
Yeah.
It's just downtown to pick people up and drop people off. And it shouldn't need to take 20 minutes to go on a loop on Liberty Avenue and Fifth Avenue.
Should not.
And now it won't.
And will not.
Great.
Thanks, Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Pittsburgh. For real. Any other news?
News.
I guess in show news, this show will be a little bit less live starting this summer. Sometimes live, but we'll be splitting our time between here and the East Coast. The WRCT has found it necessary to send us out to the East Coast, as I've said before, to see if they have any good music out there worth playing.
Nobody knows on
this station for Pittsburgh. Similarly to how Andrew Carnegie started the Carnegie International art show, which still happens. It's the oldest recurring international art show in the world.
He thought,
I'll use my money to bring the best art of the world to Pittsburgh to enrich their cultural experience. Similarly, they're sending us out to the East Coast to figure out to bring the music there that's good, if it's there, if it is any good, back to the people of Pittsburgh for their enjoyment, education, and grooving.
Call us Andrew Carnegie, because we're really doing the same thing. Maybe even a bigger scale here at WRCT.
I'm not going to say that. You did not hear that here. You didn't hear it first. You heard it none. So we'll be splitting our time between Pittsburgh and New York and Boston. I know so little about Boston music, and that must mean everyone else here feels the same.
Yeah.
And is in the need of this research.
There is certainly, from what I've heard, a good house show culture that we can get into. So
really, even beyond the Cambridge Porch Fest.
Even beyond the renowned Cambridge Porch Fest, which is a showcase of all of the best. But that will be a fun event to report back on. We've heard good things.
Yeah, the only music I know out of Massachusetts really is I know the Pixies. Are a Boston band.
Yeah,
maybe one of the best known Boston bands. I just don't know. So I'm saying it's the best. It's just the best known band I know is from Boston. And DJ Lucas. The Western Mass white rapper out of Amherst.
And that's the kind of fines we're looking to go get out east. That's the kind of reporting that you can expect from this show very soon.
Exactly. Is Jay Maskus from New England?
I'm a bad New Englander for not knowing.
Let's see. Yes, Jay Maskus from Amherst, Massachusetts.
Hey, look at that.
We've got a Jay Maskus song right here on the turntable. It's Too Hard from Sub Pop Records. It came into the studio and was reviewed in 2002. Shout out Amherst, Massachusetts.
Shout out Amherst.